In October 2016, five climate activists shut down oil pipelines by hand in a coordinated effort across four states, stopping about 15% of the country's oil imports for nearly a day. The film The Reluctant Radical is about one of those activists, Ken Ward, and has been nominated for Best Feature Documentary at this week's Big Sky Documentary Film Festival. Ward shut off an emergency valve of the Trans Mountain Pipeline, which delivers Canadian tar sands to Washington State. He's been part of other protests to stop climate change, but says a big action like this was needed.
We're at the edge of an abyss. We're in the last stage crisis, so we need everything. I think that the kind of action that we undertook is little used, however, and so I think we need a lot more of that. I think that it is more powerful than lower risk protest, but I think both are important.
Ward was arrested and charged with second-degree burglary, but only sentenced to 2 days in jail. Another one of the so-called valve turners, Leonard Higgins, shut off a pipeline in Montana. In November, he was found guilty of trespassing and criminal mischief, but has not yet been sentenced. The Reluctant Radical is screening at MCT Center for the Performing Arts today at 6 p.m. and Wilma Theater on Friday at 1 p.m. Lindsay Grazel directed the documentary and says her goal was to paint an authentic picture of Ward, including the difficult parts of his life. In the end, she found Ward's story to be an inspiring one.
This is a film that shows really how difficult it is to stand firm in your beliefs, even when the rest of society is not paying attention. And I have deep admiration for all of the valve turners.
She and three other filmmakers were arrested for documenting Ward's actions in October 2016. Charges against them have since been dropped. Ward says it was strange watching himself be the focus of the movie, noting that he'd wished he'd shaved a little more during its filming. He believes the personal approach of this documentary could inspire people to fight climate change.
I don't think that dry writing about policy was working. So I was willing to, on my end, try to open my personal life and personal story, because that might be more effective. It might be a more effective story.
For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.